So since yesterday we are discussing Rupa Sikhya, the teachings Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Srila Rupa Goswami. In this regard we have heard how Mahaprabhu described that among unlimited living entities, the devotees are very rare and the best, most fortunate. Then how devotees or path of devotion is higher than karma and jnana? Then Mahaprabhu described how we get the seed of bhakti. And how the bhakti lata will grow and grow all the way up to Golok Vrindavan. So when as gardener we are taking up this bhakti kripa, there will be some problems we have to face. So one problem is that bhakti lata will be destroyed by mad elephant. And second problem is that bhakti lata will have some weeds or parasites who will consume all the nourishments bhakti lata getting. That's why a devotee who plays the role as a gardener, after planting the bhakti seed in the garden of his heart, has to regularly water this bhakti kripa through Shravana Kirtan. Put a nice fencing of Sadhu Sangha avoiding Vaishnava
Aparadha,
so that the plant can be protected. And devotees should remove the weeds like lab, puja, pratistha. And bhukti mukti. Then this bhakti kripa can smoothly grow all the way up to Golok Vrindavan. Then Mahaprabhu described about this prema form, this fruit of love of Godhead. So yesterday, towards the end of our discussion, we are discussing about the Chari Purusartha. Or Chatur Varga. Or four goals of life. But all Vedic literatures, Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Purana, they describes about four goals of life.
Vedam, Vedanta, Upanishad, Purana, idellame vaalkiyoda indha naan kurikol mattume vilakkirukku.
Those are chari purusartha, dharma, artha, kama, moksha.
Naal purusartha enna appadina dharma, artha, kama, moksha.
Now Mahaprabhu talking the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam which gives panchama purusartha.
Ippa Srimad Bhagavatam panchama purusartha pathi Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pesirukku.
The pancham purusartha is Krishna prema.
And the pancham purusartha means abhina Krishna prema.
And we discussed yesterday what is the definition of prema.
Neither of these no prema ya abhina and kar vilaga ne baam.
Any of you remember?
Yara ne avagar karta ne avagar.
who were there yesterday
class?
How many of you are there? Very few are there now. Most of them are not here. So what was the definition of prema? Desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Later on, Mahaprabhu, he describes to Sanatana Goswami more deeply that how the gopis, they have no desire for own sense gratification, only to please Krishna. But by developing love towards Krishna, they are getting some satisfaction, enjoyment. But still, gopis, they don't want that sukha, that ananda also. Later on, Mahaprabhu describes about the subject matter to Sanatana Goswami. So, this prema, where the prema arises from? शुद्ध भक्ति हईते हे प्रेमा उत्पन्न अतएव शुद्ध भक्ति कहिए लक्षण. सो महाप्रभु सेइंग दिस प्रेम अराइजेस फ्रॉम प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस विदाउट मेटीरियल कंटामिनेशन. That's why the prema arises from bhakti, shuddha bhakti. So now I will describe you the symptoms of shuddha bhakti. What is shuddha bhakti? What is pure devotion? I have told you yesterday that is bhakti and prema bhakti. Somebody can do bhakti to Krishna to get material benefits. Somebody can do bhakti to Krishna to get become free from material entanglement. But prema bhakti has no other desire except pleasing to Krishna. So this definition of Shuddha Bhakti is given here by Rupa Goswami.
Shuddha Bhakti yoda vilakata Rupa Goswami
kudra. Anna vilasta sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyana krishnanusilanam bhakti ruttama. That anna vilasta sunyam. No other desire, only desire to serve Krishna. No other abhilash. So I described yesterday what this includes, no other abhilash. This includes that we should not have desire to accumulate lot of material wealth. Very rich. Good wife, bank balance. Become very famous in the society. None of these desires. And next to this, we should not have desire to go to heavenly planets. By doing some punya karma. That is regarded as anna abhilash. The next to that is, we should not desire even liberation, mukti. That is also anna abhilash. So much so, we should not desire to go to Vaikuntha also. We should not desire to go to Vaikuntha to get Salokya, Samipa, Shasti, Sarupya, Mukti. That is also anna abhilash. So in this anna abhilasa sunya, all the up to there. So only abhilasa is to serve Krishna to please him.
இந்த மேல சொன்ன எந்த ஒரு ஆசையும் இல்லாம ஒரே ஒரு ஆசை தான், கிருஷ்ண திருப்தி படுத்தணும் அப்படிங்கிற ஆசை மட்டும்தான்
இருக்கு. தென் ஞான கர்மாபி அநாவிரதம். ஹியர் ஐ சே அன்ன அபிலாஷ சூன்ய பட் நாட் ஞான கர்ம சூன்ய.
இங்க சொல்லும் போது அன்னி அபிலாஷ சூன்யம், எந்த ஒரு ஆசையும் இல்லாம சொன்னாரே தவிர அங்க ஞானம் கர்மம் இல்லாம பண்ணும் அப்படின்னு சொல்லு.
Our bhakti cannot be jnana karma sunya.
Now bhakti vandu jnana karma illada bhakti pannu solranga.
So with bhakti jnana karma will be there.
Bhakti oda jnana karma sendirukum.
But jnana karma will act as subservient to bhakti.
Ana idha jnana karma eppadi irukku appadina bhakti ki sevaga pandra maari irukku.
Whatever karma, whatever jnana we have, that has to be in the line of bhakti. When there is Dhammabandhan pastime, Dhammabandhan binding Krishna.
Krishna vandu Dhammabandhan katta andha ila nadakkumbodhu.
So Mother Yashoda is feeding milk from her breast to Krishna.
Appa andha ila munadi amma Yashoda vandu Krishna ku paal koduthirukkaanga thai paal.
Then Mother Yashoda saw the milk is overflowing.
Appa Yashoda amma kavanikkiraanga
He is very happy.
He
is happy.
He
is very angry.
He
is dissatisfied. Angry. That is how Mother Yashoda behaved with Krishna. Made Krishna dissatisfied and angry. And Mushtika and Chanu, they are fighting with Krishna.
Mushtika and Chanu, but rendu perum kuda Krishna kitta sanda padanga, malyudham
padanga. So while they are fighting with Krishna, even if Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, when the wrestling is going on, Krishna punching Mushtika and Chanu.
Krishna mulugudha kaalame irukkumbodhu kuda Krishna enna pandraru andha Mushtika and Chanu enna vandu kuttraru.
And Mushtika Chanu must be punching one or two to Krishna.
Appa Mushtika and Chanu enna Krishna marubadi kuttuvaanga illaya.
How Krishna feel like this?
அப்ப கிருஷ்ணர் என்ன அஸ்தப்பட்டிருந்தாரு.
He is enjoying.
அவர் ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமா அனுபவிச்சாரு.
கிருஷ்ணர் enjoying the wrestling enjoyment is enjoying.
கிருஷ்ணர் அங்க மல்யுத்தத ரொம்ப ஆனந்தப்பட்டு அனுபவிக்கிறார்.
So Mushtika Chanu giving pleasure to Krishna.
அங்க Mushtika Chanu and Krishna சந்தோஷத்தை கொடுக்கறாங்க.
Mushtika Chanu giving pleasure to Krishna, Mother Yashoda giving hard time, displeasure to Krishna.
இங்க பார்த்தா அப்படினா Mushtika Chanu and Krishna க்கு திருப்தி கொடுக்கறாங்க, அண்ணே யசோதா என்ன பண்றாங்க Krishna க்கு கோபம் உண்டாக்குறாங்க.
So who is devotee?
இப்போ இது யார் பக்தர்?
Mushtika Chanu giving pleasure.
Mushtika
Krishna is happy. They being wrestling.
Krishna க்கு Mushtika சந்தோஷத்தை கொடுக்கறாங்க. Krishna ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமா மல்யுத்தம் பண்றாரு.
And Mother Yashoda, Krishna making Krishna dissatisfied, angry. So who is devotee? Mustik Chandra or Mother Yashoda?
Both.
Yashoda. Yashoda is dissatisfied, making him angry. You see, for Supreme Personality of Godhead, He's Nitya Tripta, He's ever satisfied. It does not matter to Krishna whether you give a flower or you throw an arrow. Whatever you do, He enjoys. Because He's Nitya Tripta, ever satisfied. See, what matters, the mood of the devotee. The mood of Mustik Chanur is pratikul. Even if Krishna is enjoying, but the mood of Mustik Chanur is pratikul, is unfavorable. Unfavorable mood, they are fighting. They said that's why they are demon. And in the case of Mother Yashoda, Krishna may be becoming angry, but her mood is favorable.
Because
Mother Yashoda is thinking, this special milk on the oven is meant for Krishna. That milk is from special cow. That milk will overflow, then what my Krishna will drink? That's why this is favorable mood. That's why she is pure
divine.
So in this way, we should do develop a favorable mood to Krishna. So that is bhakti uttama, highest bhakti. So two things we have to see. One is anna abhilasa sunna, which includes you to reject material comfort, reject heaven, liberation, even to go to Vaikuntha. The next is bhakti should not be predominated by karma and jnana. And third thing is, we should do service with a favorable mood to the Lord. Anna vansa, anna puja, chadi jnana karma, anukulle sarvendriya krishna nusilana. Anna vansa, vansa means no other desires. Anna puja, we don't have to worship anybody else. But Hindus, they are very much fond of worshipping. Muslim, Christians, they have one God. How many gods we have, we Hindu worship? How many? 33 crores, only 33 crores gods we have. And we Hindus are so fond of worshipping God, 33 crores not sufficient. Now we have this Baba, that so many gods, new gods also making. This is how our mind is diverted towards it. So many demigods, bhoot, pret, so many things are worshipping. Tell Krishna saying, what is that verse? விவசாயத்து வைக்க குருநந்தன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் நான் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் விவசாயத்மக புத்தி ஏகா குருநந்தன் பகு சகாய அனந்தச்ச புத்தி அவ்வசாய பகு சகாய அனந்தச்ச அவர் மைண்ட் இஸ் நான் நிச்சயாத்மிகா ரெசல்யூட் worship this, worship that, worship this, give me that, give me that. Our mind is completely
stopped.
But you are saying Shuddha Bhakti means Anna Puja Chhadi. No other worship. Ekala Ishwara Krishna. Only Krishna is Ishwara. All other are His servant. வாஷிங்
ஒரு இடத்துல நம்ம கைகள் வைப்போம் இந்த இடத்துல புரிஞ்சு வைக்க போறோம் இந்த இடத்துல புரிஞ்சு வைக்க போறோம் ஆனா ஒரு பெரிய நதிக்கு போனோம் அப்படின்னா எல்லாமே ஒரே இடத்துல பண்ணிடலாம்
So same way, you go to Krishna, you get everything. You don't need to go worship Saraswati for Vidya, Lakshmi for wealth, and Shiva for husband, or Parvati for wife, whatever different worship going on.
அதே வகையில் ஒவ்வொருத்தரும் நம்ம போய் தனித்தனியாக ஒருத்தர் கிட்ட போதே சரஸ்வதி கிட்ட போய் படிப்பு கோசரம் பார்வதி கோசரம் பார்வதி கிட்ட போய் நல்லா புருஷன் கோசரம் கிருஷ்ணன் கிட்ட போய் நல்லா மனைவி கோசரம் இந்த மாதிரி ஒவ்வொருத்தருக்கிட்ட தனித்தனியாக போக தேவை கிருஷ்ணர் ஒருத்தர் கிட்ட போனாவே நம்ம நம்மளுடைய எல்லா கோரிக்கைகளும் தீர்ந்து போயிடும்
Do we have that strong faith on Krishna?
நம்மளுக்கு அந்த தீவிரமான நம்பிக்கை இருக்கா கிருஷ்ணர் மேல
That Krishna bhakti kaila sarva karma krita hai by worshiping Krishna everything is done.
Krishna bhakti pandradan matramave ellame purna madayidu.
Full faith.
Full faith. Nambike.
Sometimes because we have come from Hindu background or sometimes some grihastha devotees they worship Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
நம்ம ஹிந்து பின்னணியிலிருந்து வரதுனால ஒரு சில சமய கிரகஸ்த பக்தர்கள் கிருஷ்ணரையும் கௌரவரையும் வழிபடுறாங்க
But because since long time in our family we are worshiping Shiva, Kali, Durga, Lakshmi Devi, sometimes some grihastha devotee, main altar they put Krishna, Balaram, Jagannath, in corner somewhere they put Lakshmi Puja, no Lakshmi Puja. Because some puja they have offered if Lakshmi become asantushta, you know, unhappy then we may become poor. They are worshiping Krishna, but some karna, Lakshmi Devi is there. லட்சுமி பூஜை சரஸ்வதி பூஜை வேற எந்த பூஜை அந்த பூஜை அப்படின்ட்டு இதை பண்ணலாம் இது கிடைக்காது அதை பண்ணலாம் அது கிடைக்காம போயிருங்க அப்படின்ட்டு பயப்பட்ட தேவன் How many devotees we have Lakshmi, Saraswati, Kali, Durga in our house?
எத்தனை வீட்ல லட்சுமி சரஸ்வதி காளி துர்கா எல்லாம் வீட்டுல இருக்கீங்க
In some corner.
ஒரு ஓரத்துல
No? Anybody else?
யார் வீட்டுல இருக்கா
That means we are all being Shuddha Bhakti.
அப்படியே எல்லாரும் Shuddha Bhakti.
You see, Lakshmi, Kali, Shiva, Durga, Indra, Chandra, Varun, they are the great personalities. All these devatas are not ordinary. They are right hand and left hand of Krishna. And Shastra says that if you disrespect devatas, you don't get Shuddha Krishna Bhakti. So this is called Shuddha Bhakti.
இதுக்கு பேர் Shuddha Bhakti.
No other desire, no worshiping anybody else, no karma, no jnana. Engaging all our senses in the service of Hrishikesha Krishna. Sarva upadhi vinirmukta tat paratvana nirmalam Hrishikena Hrishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchate. Sarva upadhi vinirmukta. Free from all material
designation.
Only one upadhi designation we
have.
What is that designation? I may be professor, engineer, doctor, Brahman, Kshatriya, this, that. But in spite of all this superficial designation, I have one real designation.
நான் வந்து டாக்டராகலாம், இன்ஜினியராகலாம், ப்ரொஃபஸராகலாம், பிராமணன், சத்திரிய, வைசிய, சூத்திரன் அப்படின்ற வெளிப்படையான இந்த அடையாளங்களை எல்லாத்தையும் தவிர்த்து என்ன கூட ஒரே ஒரு அடையாளம் தான் நம்ம கிட்ட இருக்கு, உண்மையான அடையாளம். என்னது?
கிருஷ்ணர் நித்ய தாஸ்.
கிருஷ்ணருடைய நித்தியமான தாசன்.
பட் மகாபிரபு ஹி இஸ் கோயிங் ஒன் ஸ்டெப் அஹெட்.
ஆனா மகாபிரபு இன்னும் ஒரு படி மேல போறார்.
ஹி இஸ் சேயிங் வி ஆர் கோபிபர்த பதக்கமல தாச தாசன் தாசம்.
மகாபிரபு அதுக்கு மேல ஒரு படிக்கு போய் கோபிபர்த பதக்கமலையோர் தாச தாசான தாசன் தாசர்களுடைய தாசர்களுடைய தாசன் அப்படின்னு
சொல்றார். So bhakti means we engage all our senses in the service of Krishna.
பக்தி அப்படின்னா நம்மளுடைய எல்லா பொருட்களையும் கிருஷ்ணோட சேவையை உபயோகப்படுத்தணும்.
So there are three kinds of bhakti.
மூன்று வகையான பக்திகள் இருக்கு.
தமகுண பக்தி, ரஜகுண பக்தி அண்ட் சத்வகுண பக்தி.
தமகுண பக்தி, ரஜகுண பக்தி, சத்வகுண பக்தி.
அண்ட் தமகுண பக்தி மீன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் டிவோட்டி பட் யூ ஆர் பிகமிங் வெரி ஆங்கிரி சம்டைம்ஸ்.
நீ தமகுண பக்தர் அப்படி பக்தி அப்படின்னா நீங்க பக்தர் தான், ஆனா ஒரு சில சமயம் உங்களுக்கு அதே கோபம் வருது.
கிரிடி.
அதே மாதிரி பேராசை இருக்கு.
என்பியஸ்.
அதே மாதிரி பொறாமை இருக்கு.
We have devotees like that.
இந்த மாதிரி பக்தர்கள் இருக்கீங்களா?
We have like this devotees.
இந்த மாதிரி பக்தர்கள் இருக்காங்க.
So if we have all these qualities, then we should recognize what kind of devotee I am.
இந்த மாதிரி குணங்கள் நமக்கு இருந்துச்சு அப்படின்னா நம்ம புரிஞ்சுக்கலாம் நம்ம எந்த மாதிரி பக்தர் அப்படின்னு.
If I am proud,
இப்ப நான் ரொம்ப கர்வத்தோட இருக்கிறேன்
அப்படின்னா, I am angry,
கோபம் வருது எனக்கு,
I am envious,
பொறாமைப்படுறேன்,
then I recognize I am tamoguna bhakta.
அப்ப நான் புரிஞ்சுக்கணும் நான் வந்து tamoguna bhakta.
Then rajagun bhakti.
அப்புறம் ரஜகுண பக்தி.
ரஜகுண பக்தி means he is doing bhakti.
ரஜகுண பக்தி அப்படினா அவர் பக்தி பண்றாரு.
But he wants big position.
ஆனா அவருக்கு பெரிய பதவி வேணும்.
He wants opulence.
அவருக்கு செல்வம் வேணும்.
So he is bhakti. He is doing bhakti. But rajagun bhakti.
அவர் பக்தி தான் பண்றாரு. ஆனா அவர் பண்ற பக்தி இப்படி பண்றது ரஜகுண பக்தி.
Then சத்வகுண பக்தி.
அதுக்கப்புறம் அதுக்கு மேல சத்வகுண பக்தி.
Kapila Dev, he describing this different kinds of bhakti. To Mother Devahuti.
Bhagavan Kapiladeva avade chayana Devahuti ki inda bhakti patti na velaka solran.
And sattvaguna bhakti.
Apdi sattvaguna bhakti apdina.
That sattvaguna bhakti is whatever you do, you give result to Krishna.
Sattvaguna bhakti apdina nee edella pandringo adude palan vandu Krishna ku kosam arpana pandringa.
So that you become free from the inebrieties of your activities.
கிடையாது.
You are cooking nice idli, dosa, vada, everything cooked. So before you go to eat, you are thinking, I should offer to Krishna. Why you have to offer to Krishna? Why are you thinking that you should offer to Krishna? Krishna has told anything? That you should offer to Krishna. What Krishna has said. Why you, if you don't offer to Krishna, what is the problem? Papam. Papam. We become thief. So we cook everything. So before eating, Oh, I should offer to Krishna, otherwise I get papa. Okay, but Krishna, you eat fast. So I will get a papa. This is Sattvaguna Bhakti.
Is it good?
Is this good? Is this good? Huh? You are cooking because you remember. If I don't offer to Krishna, I will go free from this inebriety. Jat karasi, jat asnasi, jat juhasi, dadasi, jat tapasisi kaunteya, tat kurusha madarpana. Kunti putra Arjun, whatever you are doing, whatever you are eating, whatever charity, austerity you give to me.
Kunti Maharani, yade ellam ni seikindraya, yade ellam ni yukindraya, yade ellam ni padik.
And if you give to me, then what will happen? You will become free from good or bad result of your activities. So that is not good. Then what kind of bhakti is good? Tamaguna bhakti is not good. Rajaguna bhakti not good. Sattaguna bhakti not good. Then what is good? Prabhu bhakti. Nirguna bhakti. Nirguna. Nirguna bhakti is the highest.
Nirguna bhakti da mega.
So what is the symptom of nirguna bhakti?
Nirguna bhakti or adhyana.
Just like we describe symptom of sattaguna, rajaguna, tamaguna. So how we understand that he has developed nirguna bhakti. Lord Kapila there, he has described Mother Devahuti. Madguna sutimatrana maisarva guhasaya manogatir avichanna jathaganga musa ambudhav lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya udahitam ahetukki abhavahita ja bhakti purushottam. One who has developed this kind of bhakti unto Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya udahita. A nirguna bhakti lakshana is not in this way. What is lakshana? Now madguna suti matrana, as soon as that devotee will hear my glories. As soon as he will hear about me, Mai sarva guhasaya, who I am residing within everyone's heart. Manavatir abhichanna, his mind will run uninterruptedly. Jatha Ganga Ambusa Ambudhi, just like the water of Ganga river flows towards ocean without any obstructions. Same way, my nirguna bhakti means wherever my katha is going, my topic, his mind automatically flows there. That means his mind doesn't go anywhere else. Doesn't go to heaven. Doesn't go after liberation. Doesn't go to Vaikuntha. Nowhere else. Only unto the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why Lord is saying, my devotees, nirguna bhakti, are so devoted to me. Salakya samipya sasti sarupya ekattam apyuta diyamanam nagnati matshavanam janaha. Even if I give them, please take liberation.
Andavari bhaktargalukku kitta naan devasakthi nee vandu mukti vaanku appo sonna kudada.
I give you blessings, you get Salokya Mukti, come to Vaikuntham. I give you blessings, you get opulence like me. I give you blessings, you become firm like me. Even if I give, Diyamanang Nabhinanti. My devotee, they will accept. Can you believe this? Lord will come and tell you that I will give you opulence as much as I have. And you say, my dear Lord, I don't want that. You are ready for that? Very difficult to restrain. But when somebody becomes Shuddha Bhakti, they can easily say, no, I don't want this. When Shuddha is pure devotee of Gauranga
Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu used to go buy banana leaves. Banana flowers from Sridhar, very poor man.
And the Sridhar Kitar, Mahaprabhu Koi,
once Mahaprabhu called Sridhar.
Sridhar,
I am very pleased with you. I am giving you some boon.
And the Mahaprabhu Sridhar,
so you are so poor, I bless you, you become very rich. But Sridhar said, thank you Mahaprabhu so much for your blessings. Sridhar said like this? No, I don't want that. Mahaprabhu said, yes, you are so great, just to make you rich is not sufficient. I bless you, you become Brahma. Then Siddha said, why are you trying to cheat me in this way? Then Mahaprabhu said, yes, you are so great devotee, just by giving a position of Brahma is not sufficient for you. You are qualified to get liberation, moksha. Then Siddha, you are cheating me too much now. Then what you want? You don't want to become free from the birth, cycle of birth and death? You don't want to get liberation? Siddha said, no. I will take birth again and again. I will take birth again and again as a poor man, as a banana leaf seller. You will do that? Pray, Krishna Balaram, please make me very poor. And Lord saying, I will give you liberation. Brahma Pada, he said, no, let me take birth again and again as a poor banana leaf seller. But I want, when I take birth as a poor banana leaf seller, that every life, that tall Brahman boy with long hair,
அந்த மிக உயர்ந்த மிக உயரமா இருக்கக்கூடிய அந்த பிராமண பையன் பெரிய நீங்க கூந்தலுடைய அந்த பிராமண பையன்
நைஸ் பிராமண கல்ட்ரேட்
நல்ல அந்த பிராமண கயிறு போட்டுருக்காங்க
தட் பாய் வில் கம் டு மீ
அந்த பையன் என் கூட வந்து
அந்த ஃபைட் வித் மீ
என் கிட்ட சண்டை போட்டு
bargain with me
to
buy banana leaves and banana
flowers.
So Sridhar asking this boon. Please, you appear to me, even if I remain as a poor man. So in this bhukti mukti adivancha jodi mane hoy, sadhana karila prema utparna na. So till now Mahaprabhu said, what is Shuddha Bhakti. Now he is giving a negative statement. What do you do, even if you are doing your Krishna consciousness devotion service, still you will not get Krishna prem. Sometimes we feel very sweet, we wonder, I have been chanting 20 years, I don't get any Krishna prem. I have no attachment for
Krishna.
Why that happens? Bhukti Mukti Adivansa Jodi Manaha. As long as you have desire for Bhukti and Mukti, if you have desire for Bhukti and Mukti, even if you engage in devotional service, still we don't get that prema. If one is infected with the desire of material enjoyment or material liberation, he cannot raise to the platform of pure loving service unto the Lord. So all our service will be regarded as superficial. Even though he may superficially render devotional service, according to the routine regulatory principles, there is a big problem. The problem is, we are engaged in devotional service, we are following all rules and regulations, we are sincerely serving, still you don't get Krishna prem.
Why? Yeah.
Why? Mataji? No. Why? Mahaprabhu said that. Mahaprabhu said, even if you engage in devotional service following liberty principles, still you don't get prema. So what is the obstacle Mahaprabhu mentioned here? Anybody? Vaishnava Para, that is long before. Bhukti Mukti Adivansa Jodi Mane Hoy Sadhana Korile Prema Utparna Na Hoy. That is what all I have been discussing now here. Bhukti Mukti Jodi Bansa Jodi Mane Hoy. I, Mahaprabhu is saying, even if you are engaged in devotional service, even if superficially you are rendering devotional service, according to the routine regulatory principles, but still if your heart is infected with bhukti and mukti, then you cannot get Krishna prem. What is bhukti?
Bhukti na yada?
What is bhukti? Material. And what is mukti? Bhukti is to get material sense enjoyment. And mukti is to become free from material sense enjoyment.
Bhukti apna jada inpangala perradhikaan aase. Mukti apna jada inpangala arthi vidasadadhikaan aase.
No, mukti is to become free from material sufferings.
Mukti apna
and bhukti is to get material pleasure.
Bhukti apinna jada inbangala peradukana aase.
So who wants material pleasure?
Yaarukku jada inbam venum?
Who wants material sense gratification?
Yaarukku jada inbam venum?
None of you? You're all free from the desire.
எல்லாருமே ஆசையெல்லாம் இருக்கீங்களா?
Is it true? Truthful?
உண்மையாதான் சொல்றீங்களா?
I am not free from that. How can you say we are free from material desire of material sense gratification? We have all desire from material sense
gratification.
So that is bhukti. Bhukti means desire for material sense
gratification.
Mukti is?
Mukti apina?
What is mukti?
To leave material suffering.
No. What is mukti?
Free from material suffering.
Desire to become free from material suffering.
Jara tumba kalate vidukarate kaana ase.
Do you remember this? Mukti is desire to become free from material sufferings. That's why people they think as long as I have body I have to suffer. If I become moksha, no body, so no suffering. So not only as long as you desire for sense gratification, you can get prema.
நீங்க வந்து இதுவரைக்கும் ஜட இன்பத்துக்கோசம் ஆசைப்பட்டீங்களோ அது வரைக்கும் பிரேம கிடைக்கும் கிடைக்காம போறது மட்டும் கிடையாது.
As long as you are thinking to become free from sufferings, that also can get prema.
நீங்க இதுவரைக்கும் ஜட துன்பத்திலிருந்து விடுபட நினைக்கிறீங்களோ அப்ப கூட உங்களுக்கு பிரேம அப்படிங்கிறது கிடையாது.
இது புக்தி முக்தி both are regarded as பிசாச்சி. You know what is பிசாச்சி?
இந்த புக்தி முக்தி ரெண்டுமே வந்து பிசாச்சின்னு சொல்லப்படுது.
பிசாச்சி, you know பிசாச்சி?
பிசாச்சி தெரியல.
Ghost. You have ghost in Madurai? No ghost, huh? Actually, previous times, the ghosts were very dangerous. People were afraid of ghosts. Nowadays, the human beings are so ferocious. The ghosts are afraid of human beings.
அப்போ அந்த காலத்துல மக்கள் வந்து பிசாசு கிட்ட பயந்துட்டாங்க. இந்த காலத்துல மக்கள் எவ்வளவு மோசமாயிட்டாங்க அப்படின்னா பிசாசு நம்மள பார்த்து பயந்துட்டாங்க.
Human being are more dangerous than the ghost.
நம்மள அந்த பிசாசு ரொம்ப மோசமா இருக்கு.
This bhukti mukti, that's why there is no ghost in Madurai. They are wrong away.
அதனால மதுரையில பிசாசு இல்ல நம்மள பார்த்து பயந்து ஓடிடுச்சு.
So bhukti mukti spriha javat Pisachi vidivartate. As long as there is this Pisachi, this witch residing within our heart. What is this Pisachi? The desire for bhukti and mukti.
Bhukti mukti kana ase.
They are compared to the Pisachi witch within our heart. Tabat bhakti sukha satra katham abhyudaya bhavet. Then how can we derive the pleasure of bhakti?
In the rendu pisas manasa irukkum bhakti rendu varakoodiya ad inbatha nammalaal eppadi unara mudiyum?
At which place the pisasi ghost then live?
Endha sanathila andha pisasi manasa irukkoodiya ad pisasi vidupadum manasa irundhu?
They live in dirty, contaminated, polluted place. So if our heart is so dirty, so polluted, so contaminated, where this pisachi, bhukti, mukti residing, how bhakti then can manifest there? Katham abhyudaya bhavet. How that will manifest there? Bhakti sukhasya atra, the happiness of bhakti, how can you derive the happiness of bhakti? Because we have given shelter to this ghost pisachi within our heart. The two pisachis are staying there. Who are two pisachis?
Bhukti mukti.
Who are two pisachis? What to Pisaji? What to Pisaji? Who?
What to Pisaji?
Don't say, let him say that. 10 times I have said. And still you hear, no problem. And you cannot understand, the sound vibrations will go inside, you will feel in time, no problem. And we can't expect by hearing once, you can remember also. So that's why now, up to now, Mahaprabhu discussed about what is Shuddha Bhakti. The different aspects of Shuddha Bhakti. Anya vilasa sunna, no other desire. Jnana karma de anavritam. Not contaminated by jnana and karma. To serve Krishna with anukul bhav. No desire for bhakti, bhukti and mukti. Engaging senses only for the satisfaction of Krishna. So these are different symptoms of Shuddha Bhakti. Then from here Mahaprabhu will discuss another subject matter. This subject matter is little more complicated and deeper subject matter. So from Prema Bhakti, then where will go to? Is there anything higher than Prema Bhakti? Nothing is higher than Prema Bhakti. But Prema Bhakti can be more and more concentrated. Just like sugar can juice. You boil sugar can juice, then you get good. Then you get sugar. Then you get misri. Prema Bhakti like that also. More better. So in this way, Mahaprabhu explaining, yogurt is very nice, tasty. Or milk is very tasty. But if you mix it with milk, some misri and some nice things, make a drink, that becomes more tasty. The same way, Prema Bhakti is the highest, but that can be more and more concentrated, more tasty. Then Mahaprabhu describing the whole science of Prema Bhakti. How Prema Bhakti works. What are different symptoms? And how, what kind of pleasure the devotees they derive. So how that we start from sadhana bhakti and reach to Prema Bhakti. So all the science of bhakti been described by Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So how many of you have Chaitanya Charitamrita in your house? Very few. English Chaitanya Charitamrita. நோ தமிழ் சேதன் சரித்திரம் இருக்கா
தமிழ் லாங்குவேஜ்
then Tamil speaking people will be really blessed and their good fortune will start
எப்படி சைத்திரம் சரித்திரம் தமிழ் மொழியில உருவாகுதோ தோன்றுதோ அப்ப நிஜமான அதிர்ஷ்டம் அப்படிங்கிறது தமிழ் மக்களுக்கு ஆரம்பிக்கும்
without any offense to Gita and Bhagavad I should say until unless we read Chaitanya Charitamrita our human life is not perfect
நம்ம சைத்திர சரித்திரம் படிக்காத வரைக்கும் நம்ம மனித வாழ்வுக்கு பூரணம் கிடையாது
பக்தி சந்திரபுத்த பிரபாஸ் saying if any time big flood comes to your area
பக்தி சந்திரபுத்த பிரபாஸ் கிட்ட சொல்வாரு இப்ப நம்ம பகுதியில் ஏதாவது ஒரு பெரிய flood வந்துச்சு அப்படின்னா வெள்ளம் வந்துச்சு அப்படின்னா
so water going up
தங்கி மேல வந்துட்டே இருக்கு
You leave everything aside in your house.
உங்க வீட்டுக்கு எல்லாத்தையும் விட்டுறீங்க.
You pick up three books.
மூணே மூணு புத்தகம் மட்டும் எடுத்துவாங்க வீட்டுல.
Gita, Bhagavad, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
பகவத் கீதை, பாகவதம், சைதன்ய சரிதம்.
Then you go to roof of your building.
உங்க வீட்டோட மாடி மாடிக்கு போறீங்க.
Then water is going up.
இன்னும் மேல வந்துட்டே இருக்கு தண்ணி.
Then you protect those three books, you raise your hand, hold it like this.
உங்க கையை உயர்த்தி அந்த புத்தகத்தை மட்டும் பாதுகாப்பு கொடுங்க.
I it's so heavy you know feeling tired
நீங்க ரொம்ப உயர்த்தி இப்படி காட்டியா இருக்கீங்க
then fast you drop bhagavad gita
அப்ப அப்படி காட்ட போது உங்களுக்கு டயர்ட் ஆயிடுச்சுனா முதல்ல bhagavad gita கீழ போடுங்க
கி bhagavatam chaitanya charitam
கையில bhagavatam chaitanya charitam மட்டும் வச்சுக்கோங்க
still too heavy
இருந்தாலும் ரொம்ப கஷ்டமா இருக்கு
then you drop shrimad bhagavatam
bhagavatam கூட போடலாம்
but chaitanya charitam gita you keep up the end When they will get opportunity to read Chaitanya Charitamrita in Tamil language.
Jaya Sri Prabhupada ki, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Gaura Pramanandaji, Hari Hari Bol.